Hi, everyone. So good to be here at noon. Last week was like an offering, a sacrifice for some of us who are Mori people. I want to jump right in and share about a practice in prayer that has really formed my life. Over the last 4 to 5 years, I've incorporated this into my day-to-day time with the Lord. Yesterday, Aaron said, there's no formation without repetition. And I can tell you that repeating this practice has truly formed me in significant ways. I start every day with this prayer. And whether I have 5 seconds or 5 minutes, or preferably the long linger mornings with the Lord, I anchor myself with this prayer. And practically, I just want to share what that looks like in the hopes that maybe it will help your own prayer practice and your own time with the Lord. In Genesis 1 and 2, we find God's heart for humanity. We see 3 different significant facets of this story. One, God calls his creation, he calls us good. We're made in his image and likeness. And he commissions us as his people to rule, reign, subdue, have dominion. What does that mean? It means we've each been given a realm of influence. So that can be your family, your neighbors, your friends, people on your team at work, people who you lead, people who you serve, your boss, your pastors, your city group leaders. And so what I do is I start my time with the Lord where I'm sitting often during his time, unless if I don't have the time that morning, and then I'm like in the car or I'm praying this in other ways. But oftentimes I'm sitting and I will gaze heavenward in faith, believing that I am beholding God and he is beholding me, that I am delighting in the Lord and he's delighting in me. And I take a few deep breaths. In ancient days, the Hebrews, their name for God was Yahweh. Without the syllables, they believed that God is, and his name is the breath of life, Da'in, Gah. And so oftentimes I will take these deep, saturated Yahweh breaths to anchor myself in who God is, and that his presence is as meager as my breath. And in the same way, also, I believe that we can like minister to our central nervous systems through a breath. And so it's just the way that I'll center myself in prayer. And then I'll thank God. I'm in awe. And Hud reminded us last week how important gratitude and thanksgiving is when we come before the Lord. And so I'll just thank him. And then I will list the people in my life who God has given me influence, responsibility, or relationship with. So what does that look like practically? I say my husband's name, I say my children's name, my parents' names, my in-laws' names, my brother-in-law and his family. I'll say my godson, my goddaughter, my nephew by name, people who we have lived with us in the past, who we still kind of somewhat parent, if you will. I pray for our pastors by name. I pray for my city group leaders by name and a few other people who God has just given us to kind of sow into, both in prayer and in finances. And so that's my realm of influence. Also, I pray for my team who I work with. I pray for my bosses and my clients. So that's kind of my realm of influence. So you can think about who is your realm of influence in prayer. So this prayer is the Lord's Prayer, and we find it in Matthew chapter 6. There's 3 things that this prayer does. It anchors us in the day. It anchors us in God's word. It aligns us with the way of Jesus. And I also believe that praying this prayer releases an atmosphere over people who you're praying it over. I think it's important to understand prayer is both very personal, but it can also be corporate. And so when we have the opportunity to go before the Lord, you have the opportunity to bring very specific people to the Lord and know that your prayers avail much. The scripture says that God's word never returns void. And so let's dive into what this prayer says. First of all, Jesus says, "This then is how you should pray." I haven't found any other time in scripture where he says, "This is how you should pray." And so I take that quite seriously. And so it starts with our Father in heaven. We know that he is our God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit individually, but together he's our God. Together we're the body. Together we make up the body of Christ. And so our Father in heaven, I'm anchoring myself in the reality that I am attached to something so much bigger than just being God. Hallowed be thy name. So that's that thanksgiving. I'm ascribed to God honor and glory and all. And then it goes on to say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay, what is the kingdom? We know the scripture says that the kingdom of God is righteousness. That's pure gift. Jesus died and he called for your sins, for my sins. He died that we would go from dead to alive in him. He died that we would have eternal life. He died that we would be free and filled with his spirit. So your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's happening there? I'm praying the kingdom of God, his realm, his reign of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I'm praying that over myself, and I'm praying that over all of the names that I've listed. And I believe that as we pray that, we're literally infusing an atmosphere over their lives of righteousness, the sheer gift that we receive and walk in, of peace and of joy. And then it goes on to say, Jesus says, he prayed, give us today our daily bread. Now, as much as this could or couldn't, might not be about what we're going to eat that day, I believe that Jesus is pointing us to something, a greater truth, and that God is our provider of all things. So that means the wisdom we need that day, the peace that we need that day, the direction we need that day. The scripture said that Jesus is the bread of life. And so when we're praying, give us this day our daily bread, we're asking for the presence of Jesus. We're asking for that wisdom that Katie said we have access to anytime we need. And so we're praying that into our day. We're saying, give us this day our daily bread. Give us wisdom. Thank you ahead of time, God, that you're going to give us the wisdom, the answers that we need. And then the other thing I believe that he was pointing to in that is that we're to live into the day, not into tomorrow. I think he's actually giving us a key about time, that really the only way to live free, to live at peace, is to live for the day. That while we live in a day and age where we have to plan things and schedule things and put them on our calendar, it's so important that we lead him into this day and what this day contains and not what tomorrow is there to worry about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then it goes on to say, here's kind of the key, verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. Friends, we know that forgiveness gives life, but we also know that forgiveness required a death. And Jesus invites us into the same thing. And this prayer anchors us into that flow that we receive forgiveness freely and we give forgiveness freely. And sometimes that forgiveness requires a dying to self. And that's where we relate to Jesus, as Pastor Dave talked about last week. We relate to him in his resurrection. We relate to him in his suffering and also his death. There are times in our lives where we are like Jesus saying, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. And forgiveness doesn't always mean I'm going to re-enter a relationship with you, but it does mean now you're saying, I bless and I release you. I forgive you. Friends, this is the linchpin of our faith. I believe that this is like the most important part of prayer. And I had a sense in my spirit that coming into this day that the Lord would put very specific people and situations on some of your hearts that you just invite you to say, God, this is so hard. This requires a death. You already died for it, and so I step into intimacy with you, and I relate to you and your suffering and your death, and I say, oh, this is requiring all of me, but I bless and I release them. I forgive them, God. Help me to forgive them. Praying this prayer every day, it helps. The repetition becomes formation.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We know that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We know that the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, Scripture says, and ideas that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. This is the access we have in prayer. And in a moment here, we're gonna pray the Lord's Prayer together. Of course, Jesus goes on, he finishes, he says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We know that we end that time, I end that time in prayer, and again, I end my time ascribed in glory and honor. And what does that do? Does God need that? Perhaps. But I think what happens is it actually, it puts me in the right order, that he is God and I am not. He did make me in his image and likeness. He made you in his image and likeness. We're God-like. We're new creations. We're children of God, but he's God.
Yeah.
And so we say all glory, all honor. And then, of course, if you read the rest of chapter 6 of Matthew, I believe he's breaking down what this Lord's Prayer means. He goes into forgiveness. He goes into fruit. It's such a good passage, such a good chapter. And then in verse 14, after he finishes the prayer, he reiterates, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive their sins. Friends, that is very, very clear. May we take that very, very seriously. Freely you have been given, so freely you give that away. So we're going to pray this prayer together, and I would just encourage you during this time to sit in this personal time of prayer. Allow one of these verses to minister to you. Allow one of these verses to shape your prayer time over the next 15 minutes with the Lord. So let's pray this together.
Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.